This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. I know you're asking yourself, what's Prize Picks? But let me tell you, Prize Picks is the best place to turn sports knowledge into some cash money. It's got millions of members. You can cash in on the basketball playoffs, which are starting very soon, with Prize Picks. Okay? Don't miss your chance. You can add your favorite players, and you can decide whether it's points or rebounds or assists, who's going to get more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Now, the playoff, you might have some hot takes. This is where you can make your lineup on Prize Picks. You can enter Takes 2 ticket sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one, a VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. By the way, every Tuesday, Prize Picks will discount several projections on the board, usually by 15 to 25%. Also, Friday is Flex Friday. If you opt in, tap that check box in your lineup builder, you're eligible for protected play. That means your play is protected. You get your net losses back in promo funds up to your promo limit as soon as the lineup settles. Now, like I said, basketball playoffs are here. You know, I love watching Steph Curry. Do I think he's going to score more points? You bet I do. How about Giannis? Is he going to get more rebounds? You bet he is. Okay, this is where you can make your money. Download the app today. Use code Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Hollywood to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
And then James.
I don't do a bit. I don't do a bit.
Would
anymore.
Explain how he doesn't
I
do.
Would do a bit, but I don't do a bit anymore. I'm not doing a bit, guys.
Because it is Patreon.
Yep,
so I'm not doing a bit. He wouldn't say anything.
Nope. He would just tell us he would not be saying
He wouldn't
anything.
Be doing some John Witherspoon impression.
Nope.
any John Witherspoon impression has to start with. You know.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Friday will always be great.
I don't know what you gonna do.
Have we ever done boomerang? You see this? You got to coordinate. You got to coordinate, young blood. You know, oh, he's so good.
yes, guys. We are here, a duo. You know who we are because you listen to this show.
Yep, we the best two.
We have no extra weight holding us back.
Nope. We're free. Free like a bird. I want to fly away.
Singing Norah Jones.
Goes, right? Is that how
I
that
think
was?
It's out like a bird.
You know what, Bray? Tomato, tomato. I'm like a bird. There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a little loud in the mic, but you know what I'm saying. I had to fly.
Loud.
I had to fly, baby.
Yeah.
Know?
So anyway, James not here, so it's just me and the little man.
Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, I mean, Gerard. I don't do transitions.
Honestly, I'm so mad at that one, but that was so good. Honestly, I'm so mad at that. Hey, whatever, man. So let's just start this. That was good. I ain't gonna hold you. That was good. That cool for y'all. I was like, what the fuck?
Jonathan Braylock, James III, Gerard Milligan, Jamie McGinn. What more can I say? You know what it is? Black men can't jump. In Hollywood.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right.
Yeah, we don't do transitions on here, but we are going to talk about Little Man soon. Because here's the thing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We did there. You know, there was a movie out in theaters, and then we realized way too late that there was a movie that we maybe could have done that was new. And so we were like, let's go, let's look back. What do we got? What's on streaming? You know? And there's some options available. And then, listen, the Wayans, you said they just got an award?
Yeah, the Wayans family was awarded the NAACP Hall of Fame Award for all the work they've done in comedy. Yeah, so, I mean, it was Keenan didn't show up, but it was Keenan, Marlon, Damon Sr., Damon Jr., Sean, and Kim.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that happened back in February.
Kim Wayans is so funny. Good God. Where has she been at? She's so funny.
I mean, that's dope. Wait, did Sean show up?
Yeah, so everybody showed up, but I'm actually looking at the clip right now.
Keenan.
Everybody showed up but Keenan.
Is Keenan all right?
I'm not sure about Keenan. I don't know. I think they didn't address it.
Got it.
Actually, let me Google that. Why
is he mad? Is he mad at somebody?
Yeah.
Oh. People Magazine says, Brother Keenan changed his number. That's what...
Oh, no. This one article says, where the heck is Keenan?
Oh.
I hope he's, like, healthy. I don't know. When people get... I think the thing, as I'm learning, is as I get older, the people that I grew up and was a fan of are also getting older.
Yeah.
So I just hope he like was beefing with somebody and wasn't like too sick not to come, you know?
Oh, yeah. He must be... How old is Keenan now?
He's the oldest, so...
Let's see. Oh, he's only 66.
Wow, so he did all that stuff in his like 20s and 30s?
Yeah.
He put his whole damn family on.
It's crazy. I mean, they are... Yeah. Wow. I mean, we've talked about this before. We actually did a little bit of a Wayne's mini... I don't know. What do we call it? Series?
Yeah.
Where we talked about some of their movies. I think we reviewed I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. I think we reviewed Blank Man. And I know we reviewed Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Live. And yeah, the Wayans are Black Hollywood royalty. They've made so many films, and they all put each other in stuff and have done stuff separately as well. But I feel like Marlon has been the most active recently, at least like he was on.
Yeah.
What's it called? Podcast.
Club
Shay Shay.
Yeah. He plays Will's dad on Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is the lead in the Monkey Paw produce Him. It's like their new football, you know,
that's right.
Suspense horror movie. So he's the lead in that.
And he was an heir.
Yes. He's been doing his prestigious acting thing, which is good because, again, man, how I like, yes, I used to watch and live in color, but I'm not going to lie. I think I stopped watching after like season 3. So once Marlon kind of got on the show and like everybody else kind of left. So my intro to Marlon was my cousin watching, which I should not have watched. I will say this. I should not have watched was Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
So I knew him as like the actor, and he was Robin. So I remember it was like Robin was Black or supposed to be Black. So I tried to find his toy recently, but can you find that toy? Let me look. Marlon,
I don't know. But this week we're reviewing A Little Man. Okay. This movie came out in 2006. You know, they had a string of movies out around in the early 2000s. They had their show, The Wayans Brothers, that was on TV for several seasons.
They didn't get a finale, dicks.
Didn't get a finale. Crazy.
No, they should have got a freaking finale.
Here are some facts about Little Man.
We're
and
brothers,
we'll talk more about the Wayans.
But, we're singing and we're colored.
Okay, Little Man. Came out in 2006. It's about a father, or I guess a couple, take in a little person who is posing as a baby in order to get the diamond that he had to drop off in their bag. And so that's the apparently this movie is based on a Bugs Bunny cartoon called.
Is it? Well,
yes. It's based off a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Where is that? Oh, I just had it. Okay, I lost it. Anyway, it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon where like a baby face person who also is like that is based off of some real criminal. Oh, here it is. Baby Buggy Bunny. It was the cartoon.
What?
It was released in 1954. It's about a short gangster baby face who dresses up as a baby to get the money that he dropped down Bugs Bunny's like hole.
All right.
Rabbit hole. Yeah. Pretty random. Anyway, okay, here's the thing. This movie, guess how much it grossed?
$100 million.
Yeah, almost exactly right. $104 million worldwide.
Wow.
Over $100 million.
They say black comedies don't work.
Now, that said, you'll never believe what this budget is.
Well, this is my thing. The special effects to put his face on right. a little person whole movie, it's got to be, this is 2006. Let's say 55.
Pretty close, 64.
Damn, I knew it just felt like such an expensive thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It
still made $104 million worldwide, which I think is, I don't know whether or not that made it, but you have to think, because this was the age, this was still the heyday of DVDs. So you have to think with DVD sales, with the amount of money that it made, $104 million, this movie definitely was. Made money, right? Like, because people were buying DVDs, renting DVDs still. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it probably made that. I wonder how much it made with DVDs. Man, we need to get that again.
Yeah.
I've been to people's houses that have like DVD collections, and I'm like, wow, I forgot this is a novelty thing to do now.
Sure. Yeah. Now, of course, Rotten Tomatoes, 12%, 55% audience score.
Hmm.
And as we said, it stars Marlon and Sean Waynes. Keenan Ivory Waynes directed it. It was written by Keenan, Sean, and Marlon. Kerry Washington is also in it. Tracy Morgan, John Witherspoon, David Allen Greer.
Yo, you see this little young-looking Tracy Morgan? I was like, look at this Tracy.
So small, too.
I was like, wow. it really threw me off. I was like, he's so, like, young and like skinny. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. All right. That's enough for the free stuff. I think it's time to take this.
Wait, how are you going to transition this part?
It's initial thoughts.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.